Councillor Roman Mills, you're an independent councillor. However, many will know you within the St Albans area as you've been a district councillor for well over 30 years. You've kindly facilitated a grant to Radio Verulam from your locality budget of £500, and we are tremendously grateful to you for helping to support us to stay on air and keep thriving and keep alive in these times. Can I ask you, why is it that you felt it was important to support a local community organisation like Radio Verulam?
Well, I thought it was particularly important at the moment. We're in the middle of a pandemic and so many people are having to self-isolate at home or observe social distancing. So I think, you know, any channels for communication and information are doubly important at the moment. So people can listen to the radio, they can take pleasure from that, hearing about local activities and local issues, and they can also hear about the support that's available to them at the moment if they need it.
You've really been on the front line, speaking of support, during this time, as you know, we've been in lockdown coming up to 6 weeks now. You work full-time in the voluntary sector, and I no doubt imagine you have a bird's eye view of what's been happening. What has the last 6 weeks been like for you, and what have you been hearing, and what have been your insights and observations?
Well, I work for an organisation called Carers in Hertfordshire, so we work with families who are supporting a relative or a child who has illness. And we've been making a point of getting into contact with particularly the older people living at home. Perhaps it's a husband caring for a wife with dementia, perhaps it's a wife caring for a husband who has multiple sclerosis, but older people. And I made a point last week of phoning four such families, all in their 90s. And I think what I was really struck by was how very resilient they were. They were making the best of everything. They fortunately had got family who were able to help with shopping, but they were coping with life that had landed in their plate, and I was very impressed by that. Of course, other people are feeling very lonely and isolated at home, and this does impact on their own mental health and well-being. And I think it's important that they get referred to some of the online or telephone counselling courses provided by other colleagues in the voluntary sector, like Mind. Pardon me. I mean, I know Mind are offering a daily mindfulness course to people working in the social care sector. And that sort of support is so very, very helpful, particularly, as I say, when we can't do the normal things of meeting people in our everyday lives.
You've been a county councillor for St Albans North, covering Batchwood and Marshallwick South, as well as district councillor for Batchwood itself. What has it been like for residents within those areas during this time?
Well, I think it's remarkable how many people in St Albans have come forward to volunteer to offer their services for doing the bread and butter stuff, like collecting medicines and prescriptions, like collecting shopping for people, and even being willing to make telephone calls to people who are lonely and at home on their own. So I think that's been absolutely great. My worry is that many people who perhaps would like or need those services still aren't aware of them. I know Communities First, I know a leaflet's gone out across the district, but I'm still coming across people who don't know where to go when they need that sort of basic practical help. So I am hoping that again, through your good services, through Radio Verulam, we'll reach more people so they can be reassured if they need practical help at the moment, it is out there for them. They need food collected, if they need medicines collected, which people often do urgently, it is out there for them.
It's a very important point, you're right.
Well, the other thing I've picked up is, you know, people have been worried about contacting their doctor with things that aren't COVID-19. They thought, well, the health service is so overwhelmed, the fact that I've got, you know, a severe infection in my foot or I'm not well, I won't phone the doctor. And the message we're giving out to people is, no, do. General practice is there for you. If you are not well, it's not necessarily a serious coronavirus, but you are not well, do please follow it up with our local health professionals. It's very, very important.
You've highlighted a really strong point about volunteer-led organisations, and having been in your role as councillor for more than 30 years, you're an advocate, I guess, for the volunteer sector, really, aren't you? A champion for this sector, and many local grassroots organisations like Radio Verulam are really driven and fueled by goodwill hours of volunteers, and we ourselves are, you know, remote broadcasting from about 25 volunteer homes, and I know that many volunteer organisations are really, really struggling financially. What do you think needs to start happening now that we've, you know, been in this situation for about 6 weeks? What sort of support support, I guess, needs to be in place for these organisations?
Well, we were discussing this at the District Council in a virtual meeting last night, because I think we have got to recognise many organisations, I mean, we take our local hospice, for example, would be depending on fundraising activities at the moment. Other organisations, clients will be using a direct payment to buy their services, and all of that has to stop. So whilst, many of these organisations are still offering online support and virtual support, perhaps some of their sources of income are drying up. And I think we've got to look at that very carefully, because we don't want to see our voluntary sector in any jeopardy. We very much need them at the moment. I mean, you said your own organisation is very dependent on people giving their time because they want to, because they enjoy that, but they have to be supported. You need the tech to deliver what you're doing, and that's a costly thing. At the other end of the scale, organisations that are offering a day activity, for example, to people with learning difficulties, they need to maintain their staff base. They need to maintain their premises. They need now to start investing in, more online activities so that they can reach people who are at home and isolated and offer them things to do and contact during the day. And that all sorts of different volunteering opportunities. I was chatting to St Albans MenCap, and they were saying, well, we'd really love someone to volunteer who could help us up our digital offer. We don't necessarily have those skills. We know that's important. It's a glue for our local community. So we do need to sustain our voluntary sector. And that might mean, contributions like I've made through my locality budget for a number of local organisations. And it might mean more grant funding from the District Council as well.
And lastly, Romit, you're in an incredible position where you're not only a full-time frontline worker, but you're also a local councillor. So you're seeing both sides of it. What message would you like to leave residents and your fellow colleagues that are also working in volunteer-led organisations on the front line?
Well, I had quite a sad conversation with an elderly lady earlier today who said to me, I feel left behind because so many of the services on offer demand us to be IT literate, demand me to have a computer, demand me to do stuff online, and I can't do that. So I want to raise that point. We've got a lot of residents out there who aren't going to be using computers. We need to be phoning them. We need to be waving at them through the window. We need to be making sure they're having their needs met and not leaving them feeling left behind in this digital age. So I think that's a big thing for all of us. For colleagues in the voluntary sector, I know how hard most of those colleagues are working. I know how difficult it has been not being able to have face-to-face contact with the people you support and the people you work with. That is difficult. You'll have your own needs in that area. Don't get depressed. Don't get down. Reach out yourself and make sure you get the support you need at this time.